Passing a 10th or 12th grade board examination takes years of rigorous study and absolute dedication. But crossing that finish line and holding a paper diploma does not clear the final hurdle. Today's higher education exists almost entirely online, creating a strict digital barrier that hard work and good grades alone cannot bypass. To solve this problem directly, the government of Uttar Pradesh launched the Muft Laptop Vitaran Yojana, or Free Laptop Distribution Scheme. Looking at this overarching program, you can see the scale of the state's intervention. The core objective is to bridge the digital divide by putting hardware, specifically these HP laptops, directly into the hands of passing students. As shown here, providing a personal device means a student now has instant, permanent access to online lectures, global research portals, and digital courses straight from their own desk. The program ensures the state's educational focus extends past rewarding previous test scores to provide the specific hardware students need to survive their next degree. Casting a net this wide requires a deliberate approach to eligibility. The state intentionally designed the scheme across multiple educational boards. As you can see in this traditional classroom setting, students passing from specialized boards like the Sanskrit board are included right alongside those from the standard UP board, CBSE, and ICSE. The scheme also extends into non-traditional environments. These students working on a mechanical engine represent the thousands of vocational learners from recognized polytechnics and industrial training institutes who also qualify for the hardware. Broad inclusion rules are a start, but true equity requires built-in systemic safeguards. This visualization shows the exact quota system protecting the distribution. The state mandates specific reservation slices. 21% of the devices are strictly allocated for SC and ST students, with an additional 20% reserved for minority populations. By hard-coding these reservations into the distribution model, the state actively dismantles demographic barriers to guarantee that marginalized populations get their share of the hardware. Distributing millions of sensitive electronic devices across a massive state presents a serious logistical challenge. To manage this securely, Uttar Pradesh uses a centralized digital engine called the DigiShakti portal. This diagram illustrates step one, institutional data submission. Schools securely upload all eligible student details into the central DigiShakti database. Next is step two, student verification. The system sends an SMS alerting the student to verify their credentials on the portal. To complete this identity verification, the state requires strict national proof. This means the student's official Aadhaar card is a mandatory document. Academically, the student must also provide their 10th or 12th grade passing mark sheet, along with an institutional admission certificate, proving they are continuing their education. Step three is the distribution ceremony. The devices are physically dispatched to the respective educational institutions, where students receive them in person. By making the school the primary driver of the application process, the DigiShakti system removes the heavy burden of bureaucratic red tape from the student's shoulders. Hardware like this carries a heavy retail cost, but the official fee for a student under this scheme is completely free. Because of the high value of these devices, there is a serious risk of fraud. There are absolutely no registration charges or online handling fees required to authorize laptop dispatch. Since all verification is handled strictly through the student's knowledge, any third-party private portal demanding an application fee is a scam. Providing a laptop without cost is a targeted investment into a modern, digitally literate workforce for the state's economy. As you can see by this massive university archway, your physical educational institution is your ultimate gateway to this program. Your school or college is your sole point of contact. If you are an eligible student, prepare your Aadhaar card and passing mark sheets, and trust your college administration to handle the DigiShakti process. Ignore any private online portal demanding payment for laptop delivery. Integrating these devices into the daily study cycle allows students to move past physical textbooks and incorporate real-time data and remote resources directly into their research. By removing hardware costs, enforcing demographic quotas, and automating the bureaucracy, Uttar Pradesh has standardized a method for integrating marginalized students into the modern digital economy.